our first guest here on After the Siren for 2017 is a local young man from Langwarrin, who over the Easter long weekend blitzed the field to win the Stall Gift, Australia's most prestigious foot race, and he joins us now. Matt Rizzo, welcome to After the Siren, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. And your manager and sister Chantelle's also joined us in the studio, so welcome, Chantelle.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good, and yourself? Okay, well, has the win sunk in yet?
Not really. So I don't think it's really going to sink in until the money goes into my account, really.
Well, I'm sure you'll have friends you're not even aware of.
Yeah, exactly.
$40,000. Wow, that's a lot of money, isn't it? So, what can you describe the feeling, mate? Obviously, once you hit the line.
Oh, I was absolutely stoked. It took a while for it to sink in after the line to be like, well, the whole year's work that finally paid off. But yeah, I was absolutely stoked.
Well, reading in the media, just following your progress and obviously with the win. So congratulations first on the win.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic achievement. And as a number of people aren't aware, you're a local boy from Langwarrin. Grew up in Langwarrin, attended EMC.
Yep. So
that's a great local story.
Oh, it really is. So it's good to bring something back to the community.
It is indeed. And I did read in the media where fifth place last year in the final. So that's what your motivation was for coming back in 17.
Yeah, definitely. Because I went in last year just self-trained as a 17-year-old. Obviously made the final and finished fifth. So went back this year, determination to take it out.
And you'd been in good form because, as I said, reading in the media earlier this year in January, the Rye Gift, you obviously blitzed the field down there as well. So you started 2017 in good form.
Yeah, before Rye, I picked up a nice win at Northcote as well over the 100 metres and then went down to Rye in January and ran over the 70. And from that, we knew that I was in pretty good form leading into Stall.
And what's it like down there at the Rye Gift? Just it's a nice local event. Over January, which the foreshore's full of people, so a big day.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. It goes from like 10 till 6 at night. It's one of those gifts that everyone can get to, and even the local footy boys come down because they have a football relay, so it's good for everyone.
Oh, I'll bet you, we know our friend here, Scotty Beale, who's RPP's very own member of the football team. Not sure if he's part of that relay team, but...
He might be next year, I guess, though.
I'll have to word him up because he's just had his hip replaced, so maybe he's... Hopefully he's on the mend. So, yes, g'day Scotty Beale if you're tuned in, mate. Also, moving on from there, you obviously went up there as the favourite. What sort of expectation and pressure, or was there any, in the lead-up to the race?
Well, I didn't feel any pressure because my coach always said to me, it's everybody else's opinion. So all I went up there to do is take out the Stall Gift and just enjoy myself.
Okay. And who is your coach, by the way?
Matt Carter.
Okay. And is he a local man or?
Yeah, he only lives like 5 minutes down the road from the studio, so he lives in Morno.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what sort of work do you do? Is there beach runs and up the sand dunes?
There's a lot of track work, a lot of gym, a lot of sand early morning, so there's a fair bit to do with training.
Do you work out at Ballon Park?
Yeah, I train down at Ballon Park for the track sessions and then obviously Gunnamatta for the sand and sand hills and down at Energym in Frankston.
Okay, well... A good omen this year was that it was 50 years since the only bloke to win back-to-back Stall Gifts, a bloke by the name of Bill Howard. He was actually there and he spoke live on Easter Monday before the race. So what about for you with the future? I'm sure you'll be heading back there next year to try and continue on.
I'll definitely go back next year. You can't really put too much pressure on yourself trying to win it back-to-back because, you know, Bill Howard's the only one that's done it. So I'll probably get handicapped out of it, but anything's possible at this stage.
And what about, obviously, the Stall Gift? You've been up there a couple of times. What's the experience like over the... Because it's a proper a gift over yep. 4 or 5 days, isn't it? The Easter break.
Yeah. It's real. It shows everyone how professional you can be and just the athletics community coming up to a small town in Victoria to support everyone and watch everyone run.
Okay. And obviously a close-knit family, Mum Debbie and your four sisters. And as I said, we've got Chantelle down here, your sister, and she's doing a bit of managing for you at the moment.
Yeah, she likes to think so.
The phone obviously ringing off the hook, is it, Chantelle?
Oh, yeah, it's getting, you know, keeps going and calling, so it's good.
And what about a plug there for some sponsors? Oh, clearly, you know, you probably would be looking for some sponsorship and some assistance financially.
Hopefully I could gain some sponsors out of it. I want to turn my hand to being a full-time athlete, and with that involves having to have the funding. So I'd like to drop shifts at my work so I can turn myself into a full-time athlete and then hopefully make the 2020 Olympic Games team.
Wow, what a that would be a significant achievement.
Oh, it'd be a dream come true.
Gee, the 2020 in Japan.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely awesome experience to go experience Japan and also run at the same time.
Gee, and we've got the Gold Coast hosting next year's Commonwealth Games in April.
Yep.
So that's only, well, less than 12 months now.
Yeah,
so
it's coming up quick.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
What about for the rest of 17? Have you got other plans with your running? Or?
Oh, no, not really. So I'm back in training now. So just get back into pre-season, build a bigger base, and go into the next season.
Fair enough. Now, my sources tell me that a Bunnings man.
Yep.
Been down at Bunnings since you were 15?
Yeah, since I was 15, first job.
And part of the rigors of training the trolleys, mate?
I'd like to say that...
Full of fertiliser and bricks and all that sort
of
stuff?
Yeah, I'd like to say that the trolleys, loading up trolleys and pushing trolleys is a key part of my training.
Gee, your mum, Debbie, must be very, very proud of you, mate. So I bet you all the family were up there to greet you once you crossed the line?
Yeah, they were. So all my family came up, even some friends from high school, and obviously all my training partners were up there embracing me after I finished.
And what about that euphoric moment where you clearly broke the tape first, and just talk us through what your recollections of those instant sort of seconds after you'd hit the finishing line.
Well, seconds after, like I said, I didn't really know how much I won it by. I knew I had won it. It took a while for a little bit, split second for it to sink in, but then turning around, seeing all my coach and squad members come up to me and family, yeah, it was just a sensation you can hardly describe. So to be going down in history is absolutely awesome.
Well, it's a credit to you first and foremost, Matt, and your sister Chantel. Jump on the mic there and just share a bit about yourself and the family, because you're all into dancing and a very talented family.
Yeah, we are. So we like to do lots of, Matthew's really into athletics, obviously, and then all of us girls, we do dancing. So we are always out somewhere on a Saturday doing some type of sport, which is really nice.
How do you cope with all the sisters, mate?
Oh, it's a pain sometimes, but I get through it.
Because are you the only boy, obviously, in the
family?
Yeah,
I'm the only boy.
He is, yeah.
So, mate, you do nothing right, obviously, in the household, is that
right? Yeah, pretty much. That's my life.
And you're studying currently at university?
Yeah, I'm at Monash University down in Peninsula.
And what are you studying there?
Secondary health and physical education.
How's that all going?
Yeah, not too bad. Getting back into it now after the hype's gone down, so got a few assignments due in the next couple of weeks.
You're trying to get away from the old homework. And
yeah,
it's,
really.
It's followed you even further. And what about your old EMC, Tim Harper? He'd be a very proud principal.
Yeah, he was.
Sure.
Actually caught up with him last week, went in for a chat.
Bloke.
Yeah, he is. He's absolutely awesome. So he showed me support throughout my schooling and kept up with my athletics as well.
So there's no doubt you'll be front and centre of the EMC alumni as we speak with the new kid on the block.
Yeah, definitely.
And what about the circle of the family and you're in a circle of friends? Like, what's been happening there since you won? Has the phone gone off the hook at home?
Oh, the phone has gone off hook, but you know, I think everybody's still a little bit shocked that I actually pulled it off, but they're so happy for me, so they're a great bunch of people.
And what about your models or heroes? Who's someone, obviously, as apart from...
Yeah, international, obviously, Usain, and I'd have to probably say my old coach called Bruce Gallivar. He was the first real coach that I had. Now my coach, now Matt Carter, I've been training with him for a few years, and he was the first person that I met at Bunnings that actually got me into his squad. So I'd say that he's one of my idols. So yeah.
So you probably set the old sausage sizzle tent up on more than one occasion.
I've set it up and took it down as well. So it's a bit of a pain. So I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
I always wondered with my tradie mates with the announcement when Masters first began.
Yeah.
And we were trying to think up of ideas how to keep them obviously away from Bunnings stores. And
yep.
Obviously, we all like a bit of amber fluid. So we came up with our sausage sizzle for lunch.
Yep.
And a six pack of cans.
Yep.
Like that would have been the, you know, why isn't Bunnings doing that?
Oh.
Instead of the cans of soft drink, why don't they have the six pack of VB cans or the
I'm not sure. Rubbish? You might have to talk to them about that.
So you might have to go back and never speak to, word to the CEO about that for all the tradies who get in there after lunch on a Saturday.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's the smell of the onions.
It is. It
I
is.
Don't know anyone who can walk past the that tent and smell of the onions, and you just all of a sudden you just walk up to it and you get that smell. It's a bit like when you walk out of a nightclub and you don't think about a kebab ever in your life. As soon as you walk out of a nightclub after midnight,
exactly,
it's kebab. Let's go get one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'd love to see and watch your progress. Obviously, a young man that you are, it's a fantastic achievement to win the Store Gift. It's a prestigious race.
Have you done
much about the history of it? Do you know much about the history of the race itself?
Oh, yeah, I know a fair bit about it. So it was one of the things that I've always wanted to win, and to go down and be part of the stall history is sensational.
And for our listeners who've never been to Stall, including yours truly, give us a bit of a description of the town and as I said, the actual four-day festival.
Well, there's not that much. Obviously, it's a small town, tight community, but once you go down to Central Park, it's absolutely awesome how many people come down and show you support. It's a jam-packed weekend of a lot of racing over, obviously, different distances. And you got your bookies there as well. And there's a lot of people that come back every single year.
And what about the Rizzo clan? How many are going to go back next year? Have you already booked out motels and...
Yeah, I think they're all going to come back next year again. So hopefully some of them will run as well, not just me.
Okay. Who do you follow in the football? Are you an AFL man? Or?
Oh, I'm not really an AFL man, but I do go for Essendon in the AFL if I have to watch it.
Well, it's nice to see that they're coming back eating to their own and they're going all right.
So yeah, it is good to see.
What about after hours and stuff? What do you have any activities that you do other than study and train?
I'm a massive gamer, so I like playing Call of Duty in my spare time.
Well, there's probably plenty of listeners who would agree with you on that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you go on the internet and play against others?
Yeah,
as well?
I do. Yeah.
So you
go
have
online.
All hours till the sun rises?
Yeah, most nights.
Instead of the study?
Yeah, so always put the assignments till late.
Gee, and what about you, Chantel? You're a primary school teacher. You were telling us off air just before.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Where's that at? Give the school a plug.
I work at Lyndhurst Primary School, and I teach preps there, so it's always interesting and busy, which is good.
So school's just resumed for another term?
Yeah, we're into like week four now, so.
Going all right?
Yeah, it's going good so far, so.
Good to see you. And what about yourself? What do you do in your spare time?
I'm mainly just into dancing, so I do hip-hop with a local club in Somerville, so keeping it local again, so yeah, it's good.
And what about AFL club? Do you have anyone you follow or have a leaning to?
Yeah, I'm the exact same. I go for Essendon as well, so our whole family does.
It's Don the Sash, I think that's the slogan.
Yeah, it is.
For,
it is at the Rizzo family as well. So
they're starting, got a few stars back, and they're just starting to get amongst the action there with John Worsfold, the coach, and that's all good. Well, we might play another song.